News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports Republicans in Idaho, Missouri, and Michigan weigh in today on the presidential race.
More delegates are up for grabs Saturday as former President Trump looks to get closer to clinching the Republican nomination, and former two-time South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley seeks her first win. Trump is expected to add to his delegate lead in Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri, as well as a party convention in Michigan. There are no Democratic contests on Saturday. That comes in May. On Sunday, the GOP caucuses in Washington, D.C., and then comes Super Tuesday, the largest day of voting of the year outside of the November election. Trump is on track to lock up the nomination days later. I'm Julie Walker.
C-130 cargo planes have airdropped food and aid in pallets over Gaza. It's the opening stage of an emergency humanitarian assistance authorized by President Biden. Retired Admiral James Tabridi says it would be a good idea for the U.S. military to forge new ties with areas of the private sector on the cutting edge of technology.
And look at what's happening in the space industry. That's an example of where, quote, smaller firms are really making a difference.
Elon Musk, meanwhile, is suing OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman.
The company has drifted from its original nonprofit mission by partnering with Microsoft in a $13 billion deal while keeping its code a secret. His California state court complaint said the Microsoft partnership is a breach of contract from OpenAI's founding charter, for which Musk was also a founding member. He's asking for a jury trial. Musk has also formed his own AI company, xAI. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
This is SRN News. The State Department is going gender neutral, Michael Harrington reports.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Grants College outside Philadelphia is launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help to fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to fight against prejudice of various kinds, including anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. As Hong Kong moves toward enacting a new national security law, concerns are spreading among the city's international business and media communities.
The new law comes more than 3 years after Beijing imposed a similar law that all but wiped out dissent and vocal pro-democracy media in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. Critics say the legislation will make Hong Kong's legal system increasingly similar to that of mainland China. However, the government argues that it will affect only a small minority of disloyal residents.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Journalist Ben Domenech says Senator Mitch McConnell has, with very rare exceptions, proven to be a master strategist during his years as a Republican leader.
I think that you really would have to look hard to find any kind of weaknesses in the approach that he used, which was just time and again found to be well-founded.
Domenech interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.